Hello and welcome to The Hippie Dyslexic, part of Not Bound Living. So today I want to talk about how this whole fire situation has maybe be a little bit more intentional and how I'm going to use this a little bit and change my idea, I guess, of what to buy and how to buy and a little bit of an intentional minimalistic lifestyle. So stay tuned and welcome back. So one thing that starting over, I mean, we really had nothing but the clothes on our back after our house, kind of went down literally in flames and was nothing but ashes. And when I say that, I mean, like, there was nothing left. You hear people, a lot of times people ask me, oh, well, can it be saved or can you, you know, repair your house or things like that? There's nothing to repair. I mean, it was nothing left. We did have some cast iron things, which was kind of cool. Some metal things that did last. And I will say, like, randomly we found a book that, you know, made it, not really made it all the way, but, you know, there were some edges, everything was burned, but, you know, there was like a, you know, the front or something was kind of cool. But, other than that, there was nothing left. There was no repairing. Nothing. So when we started to buy things again, I just became very intentional on, okay, what am I buying? Is it something that's going to last a long time? Because I didn't want to just go buy the cheapest thing because we needed things. And I know that is going to be different for different people, but I want things that are going to last and to have a positive effect in my life. So for instance, when we went to go buy our sheets and mattress and that type of things, I really thought about, okay, we're starting over. We're starting from scratch. So what is the best thing for us to get? And I did a bunch of research, and something I've always wanted to do is to buy like an organic flax linen sheets. And that has to do with like frequency. So there's actually some studies that have been conducted, and like in Japan, they use it on patients, actually helps heal their bodies. And it has to do with like the frequency. And it's a little confusing, but everything has like a positive or negative effect on you and your body. And so, or like organic linen or flax. And throughout the Bible, it's, you know, it's talked about. I think the frequency is like 500. And so it has healing properties. So I did some research and I found a really great company, and I'm going to link it below. I think it's called Quince or Kintz. I don't really know how to pronunciate it, honestly, but they have really good prices on their items. And so I also bought a flax outfit to sleep in at night as well. You could also go to some stores like TJ Maxx, Ross, and a lot of times we did find a couple of things there that are made of a flax 100%. So you don't want it to be mixed in with cotton or anything else. So, and then when it came to our mattress, I want to sleep, on, I don't know, something a little bit more, I don't say hard, but not super soft. You don't want your bed to be the place where you don't want to leave. I know that like goes against everything, right? I mean, everything you see now is like on the TV is like a place that you don't want to leave. You know, you could spend your whole day in it, but really you don't want that because, I mean, you have to get up and move. Also, actually sleep better on a little bit harder surface, and which is really weird because my husband and I would argue over how like hard our bed should be. But I guess because, I don't know, maybe it was a spring mattress, I just didn't sleep very good on it. So we did get a more of a thinner mattress, and it was one of those ones that were in a box. And I actually got a wool pad to go over that. And so that's supposed to kind of mimic our ancestors when really even people around the world, tribes that sleep more on the ground and they sleep like on animal fur. So this kind of mimics that. And actually, I cannot believe how great of a sleep I'm actually getting. And So it's just being very intentional. When I went to go buy dishes, I was like, you know what? We're going to get something that doesn't break. And so I bought all stainless steel metal. And when it comes to buying decorations, does it bring positive into my life? Is it something that I could see long term? Now, I will say, do not take your friends shopping with you. Try to shop by yourself because I realized I love my friends. I love shopping with my friends. Oh my gosh, we had such a wonderful, fun day. Like, I wouldn't have changed it. But what I realized later on was like, oh, I bought a lot of things, but did I really need that? And it's because, and I wasn't thinking intentionally, right? I was just having a fun time, like hanging out with the girls, grabbing some stuff for the RV. We were going to go back and clean it. Like, it was like a really fun day. And, but I wasn't like thinking intentionally. And I think this would go back with like my spouse or my kids. When I'm shopping with other people, my brain is like all over the place. I'm talking, I'm not focused. I'm not like intentionally thinking, do I need this? How will this be used in my life? Is this going to be something positive moving forward? And so I would say maybe shop by yourself, write a list. Another thing is like writing a list has helped me. Of course, again, this is like an ADHD thing, at least for me. Or dyslexia, even like short term, like can't remember, you walk into the store and all of a sudden you forget everything that you went for, and then you walk out, realize that you didn't even get what you came for situation. So I have always wrote lists, but now I'm just being much more intentional about it because it's like, okay, if it's not on the list, do I really need it? Yesterday I went to go buy painting stuff and I had that list. While I was there, I realized, oh, I did need, a couple of other things. But that was to kind of go in with the painting. It wasn't just like, oh, I want to buy this because this seems fun. So I'm just being more intentional about, okay, hey, do I need this? How's this going to work? Is it going to work on my space? Does it bring happiness? Do I really need 100 different items of something? And I think because we are living in an RV, it does allow me to live more of a minimalistic lifestyle. Or try to at least. I don't want to say 100% because I do feel like we have a lot of different things that were probably too much. Like we have way too many. Zoe and I have way too many clothes, and that's just because we kept a lot of clothes that people gifted us. And so we do have a lot of winter stuff. So I think when winter, when it starts warming up, we will store that somewhere else, and that will help with the whole closet situation because Zoe and I and my husband are sharing one closet. And Zoe can have like three closets and probably, still want more clothes. So, and then like as far as food, just trying to be more intentional about, okay, is this going to do something good for our body? Or are we just buying junk food? Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys. For the last 3 weeks or so, I have emotionally ate like crazy. So before the fire, we were training for a marathon. By the way, I'm running a half marathon next week, and I haven't ran in 3 weeks, really. So this is going to be probably not very fun. But I was training for that, and when this happened, like I said, we are go, 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 go constantly, and I haven't had a chance to do that. We just recently remembered to buy running shoes because, I mean, I had to go get certain shoes because of my feet. My feet are weird. Like, I don't know, after I had babies, my feet got flatter, but they're not a wide, but they're not normal. And anyways, we go to this really awesome store that measures it and it finds the perfect fit. So, I had to go do that. And so that way I can run comfortably and I don't get sore feet or whatever. And I'm trying to not eat so much emotionally. I am feeling more optimistic and happier, I would say. And not that I was devastated. I mean, yes, I was devastated and I cried. And I still kind of sometimes get upset about things and sometimes I'll remember something and I'll cry. But and it's mostly about my kids' stuff. I'm not too much attached to items, but it was just remembering my kids, different things for my kids. First hair, I lost my daughter and my son's first haircut and their teeth. And I lost, all of those memory things. That's the hard stuff right there. That right there is the hardest stuff. And so just trying not to eat. So whenever you buy food for the house, I'm trying to be more intentional. Is this going to be something good for our bodies? Is this something that is going to make us healthier in the long run? Or is it junk food that I'm just buying because I'm emotionally stressed out and I'm just eating? Just trying to be more intentional on that. Being intentional on this might be an item that I need, but is it going to last long? And is it a good quality item? I don't want to keep getting more trash stuff, right? Stuff that's going to break. So being intentional, like we went to go buy a vacuum. We needed a vacuum. We needed a stick vacuum because it is an RV. So we had to think about what that need was. Okay. We need something small. We need something that, like, I like the stick because it's kind of small, can hide away, but it can also go floor and carpet. Right now, we do have carpet, even though we're going to rip that up eventually, but right now we do have. So I had an option between a Dyson and a Shark. And I looked at the price differences and I decided to go with the Shark. And I bought it at Costco. Costco has a wonderful return policy. Basically, if you have anything and within that manufacturer warranty, like let's say it's a 5-year warranty and your vacuum stops working in year two, you can return that back to Costco. So, just being very, like, just thinking about things like that, just kind of going over things in my head. I want everybody to have their own space. Is everybody going to have that ability? We're going to live out more, outdoors more. How is this item going to create happiness in our family? Is it going to be used? We're playing a lot more games. So we've bought a bunch of games. We've bought tents to go outside. We're, getting things garden ready. So I would say if you're having to buy things, and this is something that you can start right here, right now, today, is just thinking about long term, is it going to be best, or are you just buying it because right now it makes you happy? And just trying to be more intentional. So I hope this has helped you guys, and we will continue to explore after the fire, how we're doing things, and get ready for some YouTube videos because we are redoing our RV. So Zoe and I are doing a lot of the work ourselves because the boys are always at work, and how we're going to move forward. So thank you so much for listening, and please share this if you think someone else is going to be valuable for this. And remember, I am so sorry that I am just using my phone right now, and my dyslexia is so bad right now. I'm probably repeating myself, I'm probably using the wrong words, and I'm probably speaking backwards. And it may even be confusing. I've had many people say I'm confusing them. So I do apologize for that. But you know what? This is reality. This is what dyslexia looks like. Dyslexia is not just I flip my B's and D's backwards, or just having issues with reading comprehension, or just having spelling problems. It is way more than that. Dyslexia affects your whole life. And I hoped I could share that, but also know that I kind of love my dyslexia. I'm not mad at my dyslexia. I don't hate myself for having dyslexia. I love that I have it. I love that I figured it out. I'm love that I can use it to the best of my ability. So share this, continue to show support by subscribing and sharing. And I just thank you so much again for your support during these times and sending love to you all. Have a great day.